We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, the weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your networking community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey, everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to this Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Karen Yankovich. Karen is CEO of Up Level Media, a social media marketing firm delivering profitable, cutting-edge digital strategies, and host of the popular podcast Good Girls Get Rich. Karen is an internationally recognized LinkedIn expert and social media consultant who's a genius at helping businesses use LinkedIn and a range of other social spaces profitably. A popular trainer and international speaker, Karen's social media advice and expertise can be found in guest contributions to Daily Worth. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me here.
I'm very excited to have you on the show because, well, I love social media as much as you do. So
yeah, we can geek out about social media today.
Totally. So I know that the platform that you like to put a lot of emphasis on is LinkedIn, but why? Why is that your focus?
You know what? You know what, Lori? Because I think that, you know, when I work with people privately, we work on their digital marketing strategy, which at the end of the day, no matter what their business is, no matter what they're looking to do, their strategy is designed to grow their business, right? It's designed to get them more clients and to get more visibility and to have that visibility filter into more profit in their business. And I think that one of the mistakes I see a lot of people make is they feel like they look like social media is like, they can hide behind their computer and just tweet a lot and do a lot of Facebook posting. And I love all of that stuff. And there's definitely a way to drive profit through those strategies. But for me, LinkedIn is like the bridge between good old fashioned marketing that we know works to get us those higher paying clients and the digital strategies that we're so fortunate to be able to take advantage of to, you know, to really zero in and narrow down on people we really want to meet instead of, you know, instead of just having like lots and lots of conversations with lots and lots of people, hoping that some of them will stick and be our clients, right? So for me, LinkedIn is a great way to get started, to get money coming into your business, to regardless of wherever you are at in your business, right? Whether you've been in business for a couple of weeks or 25 years, right? Unless you're saying, I do not do one-on-one work anymore, I don't take on private clients, LinkedIn is where you're going to get those clients from more easily. And who doesn't want more of that? So that's where I like to start people from, because I think it's important that we start with the foundational pieces of their business, get some money coming in, and then we can do all the fun funnels and all this fun, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think LinkedIn is more powerful today than it's ever been, I would say.
I agree.
So what's the first step that you'd recommend for someone who's barely dabbling the LinkedIn territory?
You know what? I think that we can talk about LinkedIn strategy all day long, and there's so many fun things you can do and so many powerful ways you could use LinkedIn strategy to get clients and to grow your business. But if you jump to the strategy and skip over the profile piece, you're going to be less effective. So I think whether or not you want to do strategy on LinkedIn, even if you just want to do some, you know, whatever it is you're looking to do, having a great profile is going to be the most important piece of that strategy. And once you do that, that's an upfront work, right? It is a living, breathing profile, so you can't always change it. But I think making sure that you are owning your worth and creating a profile that really makes you stand out as a leader in your community. I often say, like, write a profile that positions you with the most influential people in your industry. And then when you're connecting with people, I'm looking to build out your business and get on the phone with people, your profile's doing some of that heavy lifting for you, right? So you want to make sure that before you do anything else, you've done the profile piece. You've written a profile that really positions you the way you want people to see you.
One of the things that I know I personally have a hard time with, and I imagine a lot of people do, is writing about themselves, right? I mean, you could write about everyone else day in and day out, but I think a lot of us, and at least that I've seen and witnessed, are very humble and don't want to say, look at all these really cool things that I can do. So what advice do you have to offer when it comes to that?
You know, first of all, I understand that that is true for so many of us. So if you're feeling that way, I'm thinking to back to a client that I had where we wrote her LinkedIn profile. That's one of the services my company offers. And she is got this powerful career. I mean, she's probably, you know, you've probably seen her name written in top 10 women who kind of things in really prestigious mm-hmm. magazines. Crazy powerful career. And when we finished with her profile, or when we were editing her profile, she's like, I feel like I'm bragging. I was like, you know what? You did all this stuff, right? You just need to own it. It's not about bragging. It's about owning it and really being clear that, you know, people aren't going to look at your profile and think you're better than you say you are, right? So you've got to be the person to really tell people what you want them to know about you. So, you know, if it's really easy to hit save, then my guess is you haven't gone strong enough in your profile. You want it to be where you're a little like, oh my gosh, can I really say that about myself? Knowing that it's probably true, right? So it's a common block that many of us have, especially women. I'm not sure why women, we say things like, I got it, I can handle that for you. Like where, you know, there's some men that are like, oh, nobody's better than me, right? Like we don't do that as women don't say that as often, as easily maybe as men do. And I don't know why that is. It isn't bashing either sex, right? It just is. So I think that we need to, if women or if you want, regardless of whether you're a man or a woman, to get that business, you got to understand that your LinkedIn profile is often the first impression people are going to have of you. And if you don't take the time to tell them how great you are at this, they're going to use somebody that mm-hmm. does.
Absolutely. I agree with you. First off, that women tend to have a harder time saying, you know, look at how awesome I am than men are. But yeah, I like the idea of making your gut hurt a little bit. You know, don't hit the save button if it's too easy to hit the save button. You should definitely kind of like challenge yourself a little bit.
Exactly. And you know what, Lori, I, you know, this isn't just a LinkedIn story, but I recently moved and had to get all new doctors and dentists and all that stuff, right? So I know how to stuff. So I go online and I'm researching and I needed a new dentist. So I'm doing all this research and, you know, checking out their websites and checking out reviews on them and the LinkedIn profiles and all this stuff. And I finally picked this dentist. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to this dentist. This guy looks like who I need to be with. It was the worst dental experience I ever had in my life, right? But he did his job of making sure that, you know, that he stood out from all of the other dentists in the area. And he got my business, right? Now, I'm not suggesting you want to say things that you're not. I'm not saying he was saying things that he's not. What I'm saying is all those other really good dentists didn't get my business because they didn't go out of their way to make sure that I could easily find out about them and find out what their accomplishments are and what they do, right? So when you're not doing this, you're really not serving the people that you can be serving because they can't find you. They don't know how to use you in the things that you do really well.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of truth to that. I mean, you really have to tell the world who you are and what you're doing in order for people to find you.
And you know what? When you're talking about LinkedIn, not only do you want to tell them who you are and what you're doing, but you want to do it in a way that kind of makes it like what's in it for me kind of thing for your clients, right? Mm-hmm. So tell them about your accomplishments, but tell them in a way that they say, wow, that's me, right? As opposed to just saying, like, nobody really cares that you're the CEO of your business. I mean, you could have a lemonade stand and call yourself the CEO, right? So it's not really about, you want to be confident and you want to talk about things, but more importantly, talk about things as it relates to your business, your clients. For example, let's say you're a financial planner and you have all these letters after your name and you've had all this schooling and you've got all this experience. And I absolutely want to hear all that stuff, but there's a million of you on LinkedIn, right? What if you say, I'm a financial planner that has all these letters, that has all this experience, and I help women over 50 create enough wealth to retire at 60, right? Now you're telling me about you, but you're making it about me.
Yep.
And that's going to hook me.
Yeah.
That's going to hook
totally.
Me.
Totally.
So you want to really think like that too, when you're creating your profile.
Absolutely. All right. So the show here is definitely about networking. And obviously LinkedIn is the probably number one tool for digital networking, which we'll cover in a little bit. But can you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking experience that you've had?
Here's a great networking tip. You know, let's say that you've made a decision in 2019 that you're going to do more networking. Maybe you joined a chamber of commerce or some organization, right? What if instead of walking into that room cold, what if you go to LinkedIn first, take the member directory, go to LinkedIn first and start connecting with people on LinkedIn and saying, hey, we're both members of the Princeton Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'd love to get to know you better, you know, and hopefully get to see you at a meeting at some point. Now, when you walk into that room to do that networking, you're walking into a warmer room. And that immediately accelerates your networking. And an even more favorite tip, as a speaker, I very rarely do people connect with me ahead of time. So I love it when people in a room, if I'm going to be speaking at an event, if people coming to the event connect with me ahead of time and say, hey, Karen, I see that you're speaking at this event. I can't wait to see your talk. I'm looking forward to it. Hope to get a chance to meet you there. I'm looking for that person, right? So using, you know, you had to know I was going there, right? Using LinkedIn in conjunction with your networking makes the in-person networking you're doing so much more valuable to you.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. So let's talk about nurturing your network a little bit. What do you do to stay in front of or nurture the network or the community that you've established?
Well, you know, there's a couple things. I'm never going to be the person that teaches throw a ton of spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks, right? I want you to, once you have the great profile, I want you to very intentionally build your network consistently. So always be connecting with people every single week. Connect with 20 people, 30 people on LinkedIn, not 200 people, but maybe 20 or 30 people, because I really want you to follow up with them, right? I really want you to follow up and say, hey, thanks for accepting my network, my connection request. You know, I'm a new member of this chamber, if that's what you connected with them for, right? What do you recommend? Is there any favorite events that you go to? Like, as if you are, you know, walking into a networking event. You treat LinkedIn that same way. When you're networking, you know everybody there is there to further their business. So you go in with that mindset and you're happy to have conversations around those things. Having that same mindset when you're on LinkedIn and when you're connecting with people, looking to actually get to know those people, it's really powerful. And if you're building that network intentionally, then hopefully those conversations are going to be profitable for you also, right? But then there's also the top of mind piece. You can't just connect with people and drop off the planet. You've got to post continually. You've got to share, like, and comment on LinkedIn. There's some studies that show that, and I don't have the numbers in my head, but some crazy number of times more effective that LinkedIn is for lead generation than Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Yet we're spending more time on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram than we are on LinkedIn. So imagine if you spent some time on LinkedIn and actually nurtured those people and commented, you know, groups, for example. People are like, oh, groups are a waste or just a pitch fest. Yeah, I completely agree. So what if you're the person that's not pitching, but actually going in and reading those articles that people are posting in a valuable group to you and commenting on them, right? And engaging with the people that are posting in there. That makes you stand out from everyone else in the group.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe, and I'm curious what your thoughts are on this, talking about LinkedIn groups. I think those are going to start coming more to the forefront again. They were they were pretty big and active, and then they slowly disappeared, but I think they're gonna resurrect in 2019 here.
I know LinkedIn's made some changes to them in the last couple of months, so hopefully that will continue. Right now they're still not all that valuable, so hopefully they'll continue to make changes to make these groups more useful to us.
If you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
Oh, boy. You know, I think that my 20-year-old self didn't really have the confidence to make decisions based on what was best for me. I was making decisions. What was, you know, like, hey, I've got this great job. I need this job. So I need to stay here. Right. As opposed to, I hate this job. I don't want to be here. You know, I want to do something that brings me more joy in my life. And I think that, you know, in the times right now, that's a lot more, it's a lot easier to do that than it was when I was 20. But because we've got tools like social media that can allow us to build out our business, and we can stay connected with other people that are doing those kinds of things. So I think my 20-year-old self, I would say, you know, just really be confident in what you do, and you know, go above and beyond. You know, they say like dress for the job you want, not the job you have. Well, I would take that a step further and say create a personal brand for the person you want to be, and build confidently.
Create a personal brand,
and I think that you'll see that it comes to be sooner rather than later.
That's really good insight. Okay, so we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person that you'd love to connect with, and do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
Wow. The one person that whenever I get asked that question, the person that jumps to mind is always Barbara Walters, because she has talked to so many amazing people in the world that I just want to sit on the couch, or maybe even Oprah, like sit on the couch and say, what was it like to hang out with this person? What was it like to hang out with that person? You know, it's like, I would love to know, you know, I would love to hear those kinds of things, like just to hear about their experiences with that. And I do think that within 6 degrees of separation, you can absolutely do that, especially now that we have social media tools that allow us to kind of see those 6 degrees even more easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think interesting. I hear Oprah a lot to the answer that question, but I think you're the first that said Barbara Walters, which is quite fascinating as well. I mean, she's definitely got quite a story to tell, I'm sure.
Yeah. And she's just met so many cool people.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
Yeah.
So as a entrepreneur, continuous learner is definitely a habit that I know pretty much most entrepreneurs have. And I'm always curious, what book are you reading or listening to that you can share with our listeners?
The book that I'm reading right now is Essentialism. Because I really need to focus in 2019. Well, let me just stop. Let me put a period after that. I need to focus in 2019. I need to be more focused and really more intentional, because as my business grows, it's really easy for me to kind of get caught up in shiny objects. And I know that that's just not going to serve me or my business. So the book I'm reading right now is Essentialism, and I absolutely positively love it.
Cool. Very cool. I've heard of that book and I've purchased it. I have not read it.
Yeah, I highly recommend it.
That sounds good. So do you have any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
Well, I think that honestly, the biggest piece of advice I can give you is don't overlook the building your network piece. You know, if you're out and you're networking and you're meeting people, keep like don't meet them and forget them, right? Like meet them and connect with them, stay connected with them. I would rather see you meet less people, but deepen those relationships than meeting more people. So make it your business to continually grow your network, but do it on a deeper level than a more surface level, right? We don't need to have a million connections. And although it's with social media, our connections just grow exponentially anyway, but don't think that don't overlook the importance of the deeper connections.
If anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, Karen, what is the best way that they can reach you?
Connect with me on LinkedIn. I would love that. Tell me that you heard me on this podcast so that, you know, I can see where we met. And, you know, certainly connect with me on LinkedIn. You know, again, I'm across all social media, Karen Yankovic, so would love to get to know you.
Great. And we will include all of that information in our show notes to make it easy for our listeners to connect with you. Well,
perfect.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today.
Thank you, Lori. It was so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Great conversations. Good advice. Anytime there's LinkedIn information, I know our listeners always like that.
Awesome.
This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Karen Yankovich for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.